Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Thank you for spending time today listening to, pondering on, and applying scripture to your life. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. These short 5-minute encouragements from scripture, we pray, are the start to you reading God's word and or continuing and desiring to learn more each day about who God is and how you can live your life to honor him. The other day, I had made plans to meet a friend for dinner. About an hour before meeting her, she had to cancel. While part of my type A structured self was sad that our plans had changed, another part of me was grateful to have the evening off. Plans can change so quickly. You can spend time making plans for the day only to be interrupted by other plans. I'm pretty flexible in rearranging plans, but also I like for the plan to go as planned. In today's scripture and passage, actually, someone that God used had a plan. It was a plan that was always timely and always good. I want you to remember that today. We're going to take a look at how God had a plan for David, the shepherd boy. I want to give you a little background. Between the players in this passage of scripture, there was Saul, who was the king. He was a pretty bad leader. He disobeyed the Lord. He made bad decisions. There was Samuel. He was the judge and appointed kings. He grew up helping Eli, but God made him responsible over really big things. And then there's David, a shepherd, brave, a musician. He was the youngest of 8 brothers to his dad, Jesse. What's interesting, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, the Lord tells Samuel, "I will show you what to do. Go to Jesse's house." And so each son is brought to him. And the Lord had not chosen any of them, but he tells Samuel to go out, and David is out tending sheep. He's really good at it, but it was no accident that David was brought in last. I'm not sure David woke up that morning thinking, "Oh, I'll be king today." The plan God has for us is always timely and always good. In verses 19 through 22, David serves Saul as one of his armor bearers. Can you imagine, just anointed king by Samuel, and now he's serving King Saul? It was great preparation. He waited and served. God placed David right where he needed to be. The plan God has for us is always timely and always good. In chapter 17, we read on. There's a war going on between the Israelites and the Philistines. There's Goliath. He's been described in his bigness. He was terrifying. And Saul and the Israelites were pretty afraid. 40 days came and he stood there. So Jesse tells David to go and check on his brothers at the battle line. David obeys and hears about Goliath, and he tells Saul, "I'll fight for him." Listen to this scripture passage from verses 33 through 37 in chapter 17. Saul replied, "You're not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You're only a boy, and he's been fighting man from his youth." But David said to Paul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear." And then it skips down to verse 37. "The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." Isn't it amazing that, again, David didn't wake up that day and think, "Today, I'll fight a giant," instead of tending sheep. It was preparation. It was all timely. He boasted in the deliverance of the Lord. It was all good. I think today, as we think about scripture and think about how timely and good the plan that God has for us, this was not David's plan. He was just doing what he'd been called to do. Can you imagine if we took a step back today and thought, wow, the plan God has for us is always timely and good. And what a great encouragement from the Word of God that David brings to us today. I pray that's an encouragement for you, that you go out today knowing that the plan God has for you is always timely and always good.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.